If you got your Bibles, I've only got 15 minutes. You got your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter number 2. I want to speak tonight on this subject, God came down. God came down. You shall know he didn't. Jesus came down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll say it again. God came down. And he was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and risen up into heaven. I want you to know Jesus Christ was the very God-man. He was God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. The Bible said in John 1:14, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So if you got your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter number 2. I'm going to read about 6 verses and just kind of lift him up. Is that all right? How many believe lifting him up's the greatest thing in the world? Hey, by the way, I ain't trying to lift me up. I'm not trying to make myself famous. It ain't about John Smith. It ain't about a deacon board. It ain't about a choir. It ain't about you. It's about him. Glory. Are y'all there? Philippians 2. And I have 3 thoughts, but I can't get them all in, so I'm going to just hit 2 tonight. And I'll look at verse number 5. God came down. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now listen to this. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I like that. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God came down. I want to notice 2 factors about God coming down in this passage of Scripture. Consider, first of all, in verses 5 through 8, I want you to notice and consider with me the humiliation of Christ. The humiliation of Christ. In verse number 5 and 6, we see his humility in his renunciation. Let's look at those verses again. The Bible said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. He condescended. Somebody help me preach right here. He renounced his glory. He laid his glory aside. Somebody help me preach. He laid his glory aside. Am I preaching? We see Jamila. Hey, listen to me, friend. If you don't understand this, I'm going to make it clear. He's the very God of the universe. For him to come to this earth, he renounced his glory. He left his glory behind. You said, why didn't he come in his glory? If he came in his glory, if you looked at him, you died. Because no man could see God and live, but we could see God through the manifestation of God in the flesh. We see him in his renunciation. By the way, I might as well preach this. He was co-equal, co-identical, and co-eternal with God the Father. And the Bible even went so far to say, all the fullness of God dwelleth in him bodily. Well, the isms and the cults. See, the Jehovah Witnesses thinks he's a God. I say he's the God. The Mormons think he's a somewhat of an angelic being. And I want to say there's a couple times he was the angel of the Lord when he appeared in a Christophany before the manger. You said, now wait a minute, how could Christ appear before he was born? He appeared because he's God. He can do anything. Some of you ought to shout it out at that. Well, let me go. Woo. I see his humility in his renunciation. But verse number 7, look at that. I'm just going to go verse by verse, okay? And he made himself of no reputation, and he took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. I see his humility in his incarnation. He was robed in the flesh. By the way, there's a difference between the virgin birth and the incarnation. He was robed in the flesh. What humility. He had one of these hung on him. You said, well, he had this hung on him? Oh, yeah. That's pretty humiliating. God, eternal God, that had the angels around him, had all the cherubims and seraphims around him. That same God came down, renounced that, and then incarnated in human flesh and dwell among us in a robe of flesh just like yours. What humiliation! That's humbling. He said, well, why would he even do that? Well, there's no way that you could get to God unless God came down here to get to you. Oh, number 3. We're still in this humiliation phase. Not only do I see his humility in his renunciation, and I see his humility in verse number 7 in his incarnation, but I see his humility also in his crucifixion. Look at verse number 8. Why'd he come in the first place? Hey, James, you know what I told you an awful while ago? You know why he came? For God so loved the world. You know why he came? He came to die. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Even when he was wrapped as a baby in a manger, he was wrapped in grave clothes. He didn't come just to live a perfect life, though he did. He didn't come just to keep the law to the letter, though he did. He came on a mission, and that mission was to die for you and humble himself and be crucified on Calvary. Look at verse 8. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We don't have time. But if you look at Isaiah 52, he was beaten beyond recognition. We don't have time to talk about the cat of nine tails that they beat him with. Most Bible students that studied those Roman soldiers. By the way, he wasn't like Paul, 40 saved one. They say that he had, and somebody smarter than me got this. It's not me originally. He said he had 1,047 stripes. He was humiliated. Joey was spit on. His beard was plucked. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. And you say, why? Because of you. Because of me. Like I told that young man in my office today, I can't save myself, but God came in the flesh and his blood was the blood of God's, and he went to Calvary's cross. Sin had to be paid for, so it was paid for in the body of Jesus. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances. He took my sin. He became sin so I could have his righteousness. The Son of God became the Son of Man so we that are the Son of Man can become the sons of God. Somebody help me. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. How many's glad that's not all the story? Girls, I'm glad y'all ended that thing up the way you did. Number two, not only did we consider his humiliation, verses 5-8, let us for a moment celebrate the exaltation of Christ. Three things, and I'll let you go home. Verse 9. Are y'all there? I'm just talking about your Savior. Wherefore God has also highly exalted himself. He's got a high position. You know why he's so high? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He's got an exalt to me. Hey, I'll tell you how exalt is. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. You're not going to be saved in the name of Obama or Trump or some earthly tyrant. You'll be saved because of the blood of Christ, because God was manifested blessed, because God exalted Christ as the only way to go to heaven. Whew. Glory to God. And number two, I'll celebrate him a little bit, okay? I'll celebrate his exalted position. Verse 10, are y'all still with me? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Let's acknowledge, not only do we accept his exalted position, let's acknowledge his exalted adoration. He's got a name above every name. How many of you been upset at nighttime and you dreaded the night? And here's how you went to sleep, Ray. Jesus. 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 Oh. Oh, what adoration. I want y'all to pray. I was up and see my little grandbaby. I love my grandbaby. Ain't nothing like being grandpa. My little grandbaby has pneumonia. And it upsets Papa. And I was up there, and, you know, I just put my little arm around her. She's lost about 3 pounds. That's a lot of weight for a little kid. And I just said, Jesus, touch Brooke. Jesus, I adore you. I believe you're the answer for my granddaughter. I believe you're the answer for every ill of our life. I believe you're the answer for every problem. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. And lastly, verse 11, and I'm done. We need to adopt his exalted confession. Now, you listen to me. You, by the way, of live stream, you that's in here, I don't know if every one of you is saved or not. You might say, well, I'll never confess him. Oh, yeah, you will. Oh, yes, you will. He said, no, I won't. You'll never make, you, nothing can make me confess him. Oh, yes, you will. But here's the thing about it. Why not confess him? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why not confess him and get saved? instead of confessing when you're on your way to be cast into the lake of fire, because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And those at the white throne judgment, before they get thrown into hell, will say his name. I say to you, why don't you adopt it right now and trust it right now and call him right now? You that are listening by way of live stream, if you're not saved, you can be tonight. Just confess his name. Ask God to save you. Confess that you're a sinner and confess that the only hope for you is trusting Christ and accept him in your heart tonight, and God will save you. Just call on his name. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's bow our heads. Heads bowed, eyes closed. It's just a little broken sermon. Will you stand with me? Heads bowed, eyes closed. I ask you a real searching question. How many of you know that you know that you know if you die tonight, you're going to heaven? Raise your hand because you trusted Christ. Hold them high. Hold them high. Thank you. How many of you? Maybe there's one here. I can see that you've never been saved. You've never trusted Christ, but you want to. Before you die, before you get down and go to hell, you want to be saved. How many just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I'm not a Christian. Pray for me. Pray for me. How many Christians tonight? You just need some help tonight. Maybe you got a family problem. Maybe you got financial problems. How many of you tonight, would you adopt this tonight? Would you just go to Jesus and say, Jesus, will you take care of? How many of you got a problem tonight that you need Jesus to take care of? I see those hands. Yeah, I see them. I see them. He's the only one. Maybe you just need to come around the altar and just breathe that name tonight. It'd be okay. Father, thank you for the wonderful service. Thank you for Brother John so eloquently talking about a burden of the church and our highways and hedges. Thank you for the beautiful singing tonight. All six of those songs glorified your name. Lord, it was all about you. Now, right now, there may be somebody here that just needs to say that name of Jesus. Help them to come right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing just a verse.
He is Lord.
That's right. Just come. Come on.
He
just come and breathe that name.
Lord.
Come and just say, Jesus. Jesus, this is it. This is what I need.
He is risen from the dead. And he is
That's right.
Lord.
Come on. That's right. That's my Lord. Let's worship him. There's one thing the devil can't handle. He can't handle the name of Jesus. He cannot handle the blood of Christ. Come and claim him tonight. Come and pray to him.
Lord, he is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall special prayer request.